What is the afterlife, living in heaven or hell, or simply relive again in the human form of human life? Well, you think human sin counts, and there is a God who decides who is good and who is bad, and decides the fate of who deserves heaven and who deserves hell. If there is a God, so God knows the answer. We humans living on this planet for a very long time, and somehow every individual believes there is a creator who creates this universe, and us. We believe the human species is the best in existence because we all know we are intelligent and strong. If intelligence is not the case, so wildlife animals who are stronger than us are ruling the world above us, and we are below them. God's mystery is a big mystery, and long question mark, is he really within or just a myth? However, we all pray to God at some point if we are happy, sad, depressed, emotional, lonely. Most importantly, always asking favors what we want to achieve and what want to achieve. And that is not the case. God has fulfilled so many requests, and so many requests were not fulfilled, which we most human believes it was not listened by the God. But who is God? God has no religion, but religion is God, according to us. Humans always find God in religion. Once my teacher asked a question, what will be the cause of the Third World War if it happens? Some of my classmates said food, population, land, and water. I answer, it will happen because of religion. My whole class has laughed at once hearing my answer. I was at third standard at that time, nobody believes in me and my answer. My teacher simply replied, if somehow it will happen, the cause will be water. However, I do not agree with her. As I observed, and once I heard some philosopher once said, religion is the biggest toxic than alcohol. I agree with the fact. Many people are fighting from years to years in the name of religion, killed many innocent people in the name of God. So what you believe, what are deeds good or bad? Whether God counts these deeds good or bad? The question answer God knows. I am no one to judge, compare, or ask questions. These are the simple facts which we, everyone knows at some point. The best thing we thankful for God is this beautiful universe in which we live, beautiful oceans, melody voices of birds in the morning, clean air to breathe, equal land to live. So as per my understanding, God has made us equal. Who made the differences? The answer is us. We are the God beautiful creatures, and we are good and we are bad. We are gods and we are devils. We created differences in the name of caste, creed, culture, race, rich, poor, education, high-salaried class, low-salaried class. So we are intelligent creatures, are we? The best thing human did is by inventing science. Yes, science. Through science, we can talk to a person who is sitting miles away, far away, simply call her or video call. Isn't that amazing? We have landed on the moon in 1969. Invented cell phones, electricity, computers, airplanes, ships, etc., to make our life easier. But these things made things easier for us. When we do not have telephones, ask yourself how many people you talk to by heart daily. Now you have the facility of mobile phones with unlimited plans in which we have unlimited calls to spend. But the question is, how many people you talked with, and how many minutes? I already knew the answer. You guys already know the answer. According to Aristotle, human beings leave a natural desire and capacity to know and understand the truth, to pursue moral excellence, and to instantiate their ideas in the world through action. Aristotle espouses, for Aristotle, the ontologically ultimate is the individual,